Leaders are laughers. If you will carefully and thoughtfully observe any group of people led by a proven leader, you will quickly see some significant personality and character traits that all such proven leaders share and have in common. Most of the things human beings learn come from observation of other people who hold some degree of authority or superiority position over them. Real leaders of people learn their duties and responsibilities from observing and then duplicating what their personal mentor, teacher, first instructs them and secondly models for them to do. Permit me to share with you four of these commonalities shared by proven leaders of people. They are as follows. Number one, leaders are learners, observers. They are always watching for and closely observing other true leaders whenever they have the opportunity to get around such folks. They carefully observe and learn from such proven leaders how to properly conduct themselves and perform correct leadership activities and responsibilities. Number two, leaders are readers. The real truth of life is that all exterior physical seen growth comes only after there has been interior, spiritual, unseen growth. The unseen realms of life always precede the seen realms. Until you really know who you really are and what you are really doing with the use of your life, you will never reach the levels of success God has prearranged and planned for you to achieve. The continual reading of Success Principle books and Positive Mental Attitude books, as well as daily reading of the Holy Bible, feeds and fuels the unseen spiritual realm of a human's life, and consequently lays the foundation upon which the subsequent physical growth will be built. Reading is the key to great mental and spiritual growth. Number three, leaders are leaners. True leaders realize that they don't know everything about all of life and what they are personally doing. They understand that they must gain more knowledge and understanding on a daily basis. Therefore, they seek out other people from whom they can learn and grow in truth and wisdom. They regularly associate with such people and lean on them for advice and counsel as to how they may best move upward in their own leadership position and personal responsibilities. Number four, leaders are laughers. Laughter is the glue that binds and holds together individual personal relationships. When followers enjoy being in the presence of their leaders, particularly when they are relaxed and learning without any pressure or intimidation, they grow closer together in terms of respect and productivity. While it may seem to some people that laughter is not a requirement for the establishment and bonding of human relationships, the fact remains that when people enjoy being around each other, they always accomplish more than when they are unhappy or when they work alone. This one thing I know, the most wasted of all days is that on which one has not laughed. God tells us all about laughter and having a happy heart in the development of self and personal relationships with others. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 15, verses 12 through 15, New Living Translation. Mockers hate to be corrected, so they stay away from the wise. A glad heart makes a happy face, a broken heart crushes the spirit. A wise person is hungry for knowledge, while the fool feeds on trash. For the despondent, every day brings trouble. For the happy heart, life is a continual feast. Clearly, God wants his chosen people to be happy and to live with a joy-filled life and a happy countenance. The world always looks brighter when it is viewed with a smile. All leaders and leaders in training would be well served by conducting themselves in accordance with the words of an unknown author who once penned, "Laugh a little now and then. It brightens life a lot. You can see the brighter side just as well as not. Don't go mournfully around, gloomy and forlorn. Try to make your fellow men glad that you were born." It is a well-known fact of life that it actually takes more muscles to put a frown on your face than it does to smile. Beyond that, laughter has other very practical therapeutic results. Laughter triggers the body to send endorphins to the brain, which bring about a sense of well-being and calm. Laughter energizes the body. Laughter releases a person's mind from depression and turns it towards accomplishments, dreams, goals, and other triumphs. Laughter always causes time to go by faster and makes menial chores much more enjoyable. Remember the old Walt Disney movie, Snow White? Remember the happy and productive and energizing environment that flashed across your mind when the elves marched off to work in their diamond mine, singing and whistling to the tune of "Whistle While You Work"? Best of all, laughter, when shared with family, close friends, or business associates, even with casual acquaintances and strangers, builds and binds together interpersonal relationships. Laughter is a spiritual glue bonding human beings together. At the end of a busy and tiring day, a happy and laughter-filled home is a safe refuge for each family member, be they young or old. If you truly do desire to be a better person, have a better family life, enjoy a happier and more fulfilling marriage relationship, then simply find a valid reason to enjoy a hearty laugh today and every day hereafter. Leaders gotta lead.